Imagine being able to command computers to solve real problems that matter in your life. When Mark Zuckerberg built the first version of Facebook, when NASA processed vast amounts of space imagery, when Netflix personalized your recommendations, they all turned to Python. This programming language has become the gateway through which millions have entered the world of coding, not because it's the most powerful, but because it's the most accessible. Programming isn't about memorizing obscure commands, it's about creativity and problem solving. The computer is simply a tool that works for us, and Python gives us the power to instruct this tool in a language that feels almost natural. The most effective way to learn programming isn't through abstract exercises, but through genuine motivation. When you're driven by interest in solving a problem you care about, you'll naturally push through the inevitable frustrations. This is why Python's straightforward syntax and interactive nature make it perfect for beginners. It provides immediate feedback, allowing you to experiment and learn in real time, rather than waiting for complex compilation processes. Every computer program follows a simple pattern: input, processing, and output. Even sophisticated applications follow this structure. The magic happens in how we combine five fundamental building blocks: input, getting data; output, displaying results; sequential execution, operations in order; conditional execution, making decisions; and repeated execution, loops. Python's vocabulary is simpler than human language, but more rigid. Minor errors will cause program failure. Computers cannot infer meaning or handle ambiguity. They need explicit instructions. The Python interpreter acts as a conversation partner, executing instructions immediately and showing results. This interactive feedback makes learning faster than languages requiring complete programs before showing any output. Programming inevitably involves errors: syntax errors, language rule violations, logic errors, code that runs but produces incorrect results, and semantic errors, code that doesn't do what you intended. Learning to identify and fix these errors, debugging, is perhaps the most valuable programming skill. It requires patience and systematic thinking, but it's where the deepest learning happens. Programs are built from fundamental elements like variables, named memory locations that store values. Using descriptive variable names, hours, rate, pay, instead of abstract ones, x, y, z, makes code more understandable. Python values have specific types: integers for whole numbers, floating point for decimals, and strings for text. The type determines valid operations. Numbers can be multiplied, while strings behave differently. Hello times 3 produces hello, hello, hello. Operators combine with values to form expressions, evaluated according to precedence rules: parentheses, exponentiation, multiplication, division, then addition and subtraction. The modulus operator, percent, returns division remainders, useful for checking divisibility or extracting digits. Programs gain power through decision-making capabilities. Boolean expressions evaluate to true or false using comparison operators like equal, not equal, greater than, and less than, combined with logical operators and, or, not. The if statement executes code conditionally, while if-else handles binary choices. For multiple options, chained conditionals using elif, else if, check conditions sequentially. Python's try-except structure elegantly handles errors without crashing the program. Imagine if every time you wanted to calculate a square root, you had to write out the entire algorithm from scratch. Functions solve this problem by packaging code into reusable components with names that describe their purpose. They take arguments as input and return results as output, allowing us to build complex programs from simple, well-defined pieces. Functions make programs more readable by naming groups of statements and reduce repetition by allowing code reuse. This makes programs smaller and easier to maintain, since changes only need to be made in one place. They also enable incremental development, building and testing small pieces before assembling them into a working whole. The true power of functions emerges when we combine them. Just as complex machines are built from simpler components, sophisticated programs are constructed by connecting functions that each perform specific tasks. This modularity is the secret to managing complexity in software development. Computers excel at repetitive tasks that would bore humans to tears. Iteration, repeating operations, is how we harness this power. The while statement creates a loop that executes as long as a condition remains true, while for loops step through collections of items one by one. These simple structures enable everything from calculating averages of thousands of measurements to processing every pixel in a digital image. Common loop patterns include counting items, calculating sums, or finding maximum and minimum values. A counting loop uses a counter variable initialized to zero that increments with each iteration. A summing loop uses an accumulator that adds each value encountered. To find the largest value in a collection, loops track the largest so far using a variable that updates when new candidates are found. The true art of iteration lies in identifying these patterns and applying them to solve real problems. In our digital world, text processing is everywhere, from search engines analyzing web pages to messaging apps handling conversations. Python treats text as strings, sequences of characters that can be manipulated through various operations. You can access individual characters using indices, extract portions with slices, and transform text with methods like upper, lower, and replace. Files provide persistence, a way for programs to store and retrieve data even after they finish running. Opening a file creates a connection to the operating system, returning a file handle that serves as your access point. Text files can be viewed as sequences of lines, making them natural fits for Python's for loops. With opendata.txt as file, for line in file, if line starts with date, process data, line. This pattern, reading through files while only processing lines meeting specific conditions, powers everything from log analysis tools to data extraction scripts. As problems grow more complex, Python offers sophisticated data structures to match. Lists store ordered collections of items that can be modified after creation. Dictionaries create mappings between keys and values, excelling at tasks like counting word frequencies or storing structured data. Tuples provide immutable sequences that can be used as dictionary keys or returned from functions. Python's true power emerges when connecting with the wider digital ecosystem. Regular expressions provide sophisticated pattern matching for text processing. Networking libraries enable retrieving information from the internet, while web service tools allow programs to communicate with each other using standardized formats like JSON. Database integration provides persistent storage for applications that need to manage large amounts of data efficiently. The journey from writing your first Hello World program to building sophisticated applications is shorter than you might think. Python's gradual learning curve means each new concept builds naturally on what came before, allowing you to tackle increasingly complex problems as your skills develop. Whether you're analyzing scientific data, automating repetitive tasks, or building web applications, Python provides a foundation that grows with your ambitions.